According to the IRR's latest election poll, the ANC's national majority hangs in the balance, so while the EFF is set to grow and the DA is looking to remain stable. Gareth van Onselen, head of politics and governance at the Institute of Race Relations, joins us now with more insight into the findings of the poll and what it suggests for next week's election result. Thanks so much, Gareth, for joining us in studio this evening. So you've released Survey 4 of South Africa's electoral landscape, and that's pretty much presenting a summary of national voting intent. Tensions. How much of the ANC's majority hangs in the balance at this stage?
Well, we've got the ANC down 5 points from February, from about 54% to 51% on a low turnout, which means it's pretty close as things stand at the end of April. You must remember this isn't a prediction. There's still 14 days to go, and typically during that period, bigger parties do tend to consolidate their vote upwards. Nevertheless, as per the end of April, the ANC won't be happy at all. They're under a lot of pressure.
Yeah. Losing ground or traction to which parties?
Well, what seems to be happening, and we've seen this over a course of four polls now, is there seems to be a sort of fight to the death between the ANC and the EFF for around 5% of alienated black ANC voters. The ANC managed to consolidate some of them back into its camp at December. We had it on 56%. But over the course of this year, and probably due to things like load shedding and the revelations before the Zondo Commission, it's bled some of that support back to the EFF. So we now have the EFF on 14.9%, 14% on a lower turnout. And it seems to be the only party able to eat directly into the ANC support base.
You've touched a little bit on demographics and, you know, the kind of shifts we're seeing in that regard. What about on a national versus provincial basis? Because right at the top, I mentioned the fact that we're starting to see the DA, in fact, lose ground over in the Western Cape.
Yes. So in the Western Cape, we've got the DA on 44.6%, but it still gets up to a majority on lower turnout, 51%. So it's got the same kind of problem the ANC's got nationally. Its majority is under threat, and it needs to get its core base support out to vote. In Gauteng, the ANC's on 42%, and it's got a huge battle to get up to that 52%. Even on lower turnout, it doesn't really go beyond 40. And it's under big pressure on that front too.
It seems in this year's election, more so than ever before, there's a lot of emphasis on that voter turnout. How much, of the kind of results we're starting to see filtered through, based more so on the fact that we're looking at a disillusioned voter as opposed to any specific opposition party manifestos winning favor?
Yeah, well, turnout is unfortunately impossible to predict exactly. The best sort of illustrative guide as to what it might or might not be is history. And it's dropped systematically over the last two elections, down to 73%. Given the kind of environment we're operating in, one defined by a great deal of alienation and anger and unhappiness, it's likely to drop further, probably to around the 70-69% margin, but we don't know exactly. And that's fueled by the fact that the IEC has had far fewer registrations over this five-year window, around 1.3 million, which is about a million short of what it usually gets, all of which suggests people are slightly alienated and unhappy and discontent with the process.
Lower registrations as far as voters are concerned. Looking at the political parties, though, many more than we've had before. What have you made of the trend of smaller parties coming into the fray so late in the game, and the potential this has to actually swing some of this dynamic?
Yeah, look, 48 parties is the most South Africa's ever had in its history, as you say. We didn't pick up any huge traction or impact for any of those parties. Parties like the AIC and the ATM only came in at 0.01%, so hardly anyone on a national ballot seems to be mobilizing behind them. There is perhaps more of a chance for smaller regional new parties, something like Patricia de Lille's Good Movement. In the Western Cape, we've got on 2.8%, 3% on a lower turnout, so maybe they can sneak a seat or two in the provincial legislature, but that seems to be as good as it gets.
Yeah. Does, coalition coalition governments start becoming now more of a theme, more of a feature within the South African political landscape?
Well, I think Gauteng is certainly set for a coalition government. I mean, as I said, this poll isn't a prediction, but the ANC has an enormous amount of work to make up sort of 8% in the next 14 days. And if you had to take that scenario as what's most likely, it looks like there's going to be a coalition scenario there. Whether or not that's going to involve a range of smaller parties, we've yet to see. It's quite possible that all of the big three, in all of their different combinations. The ANC, the DA and the EFF could form a coalition. So it might just be left up to them to decide. On the other hand, one of them might turn to the smaller parties and need them to be able to make a coalition.
Yeah. You've been touching on the fact that we start to see consolidation in the final days in the run-up to the elections. This poll released within 14 days of the election period. We've still got a week to go. How much of a swing in the needle could we potentially see over the next period?
Well, this is the big question. And historically, as I said, bigger parties tend to consolidate their vote up by about 2 to 3 to 4%. The IR is actually going to poll the next week of the election, and we're going to release a poll on the 6th of May to show exactly that. We want to be able to demonstrate what effect the squeeze, as we call it, has on those smaller parties. And on the 6th of May, we'll know for sure. But as I say, history tends to favor the bigger parties.
And the waiting game begins. Let's leave it there, Gareth. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. That, of course, Gareth van Onselen, who's head of politics and governance at the Institute of Race Relations.